Today's daf in the Sechet Sotah, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Hei. And we are holding at the Rebbe Yehuda Omer Chamisha on the two dots, about one-fourth of the way up, on Mem Dalet Amud Beit. So yesterday we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, how many Zekenim come out from Yerushalayim, the Beit Din HaGadol, in order to be modeed between the ayarot. So Rabbi Yehuda said chamisha, whereas the Tanakama took for granted that it was shlosha. So today the Gemara wants to look at the Mekorot. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah itself what appears to be a very clear proof. It says zikeinecha, which is a minimum of two, and it says shoftecha, which is a minimum of two. Put that together and you get four, and since the klal is, as we learned throughout Sanhedrin, Ein Beitin Shaku, we always add one so that we're able to have Shnayim mentioned on one side and still have a Rov on the other side. So that seems to be pretty airtight as an argument. Therefore, we need to look into the Braita to see what the basis of the Machlokas between the Chachomim and Reb Yehuda is. Ten Rabbana. V'yotzu zekeinecha v'shoftecha, zekeinecha min Shnayim, shoftecha min Shnayim, Ein Beitin Shaku. And therefore, Mosifin alayim od echad, rekan chamishan, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's fine. We saw that in the Mishnah. Now we're going to take a look at Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zekeinecha is the only word that we're derish, and that's shnayim, vein beitin shakul, Mosifin alayim od echad, rekan shosha, and that is obviously the Tanakama of our Mishnah. The question is, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon darshan v'shoftecha? Rabbi Shimon am yakdiv v'shoftecha. True, but shoftecha is needed not for its numbering, but to teach me a halacha. Ahumi boyle lemi yuchadim shebishoftecha, you must have the absolute unique zekenim, and that means they have to be members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And for that, I need an additional identification. Which zekeinecha of Mishnayim are we talking about? Not just any. They need to be the maximal shoftecha, and that is the Sanhedrin HaGedolah. So because of that, I can't dorish it for the number. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, that's a very good point. So then how indeed does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Rabbi Yehuda knows that from the extra diuk of zikenecha. Why does it say the zikenecha? Could have just said zikne shoftecha. Right? But it says zikenecha. It's coming your very special zikenim, not just zikenim. Your zikenim. Well, your zikenim, the ones that everyone looks up to, which is the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that a good raya? Rabbi Shimon, rather, isn't that a good raya? Says Rabbi Shimon, not good enough for me. Because let's imagine for a moment it would have said zikne and not zikenecha, like you're saying, and that would be enough. I would have understood that zikne would mean nafil zikne ashuk. You can bring in basically any local rabbi, even though it's not a Sanhedrin at all. So I need zikenecha to tell me that it means dafka Sanhedrin, but I mean, Sanhedrin can mean a local Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin can be a Sanhedrin Kitana, members of Srim Vishlosha Sanhedrin. Therefore, I need Vishoftecha to add yet an additional miflas of Chashivut, and that is the Sanhedrin HaGedolah Sheblishkata Gazit, Lemiuchadim Vishoftecha. That, says Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yehuda, you couldn't learn out just from one level of a diuk. The most you can learn out from a level of a diak is to bring it up to being its members of Sanhedrin. But Sanhedrin doesn't mean Lishkas HaGazis necessarily. So what indeed does Rabbi Yehuda answer for that? He says, no, it's a Gezerah Shava. You don't understand. I wasn't just learning Madaik from the word Zikneh as opposed to Zikenecha. I learned it from a Gezerah Shava, from Zikneh HaEdah, which there is referring to the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. And over there, obviously it's a halacha in the Beit Din HaGadol. That's what the whole pasuk is about. So just like over there by Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, we're talking about Miyuchadim Shebe'eda, Afkan Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. Come on, says the Gemara, that can't be where Yehuda was learning it from. You're putting these words into his mouth, but they don't work out to be consistent with what he said. Because if he really has Gzeira Shava like you claim, and that there's a din of a Gezeirah Shavah to teach me that the Zikanim mentioned by Egla Rufa are the same Zikanim that are mentioned by Par Halam Tzibur Shel Tzibur, I don't need any of the other Limudim, because the Gezeirah Shavah goes all the way, it's across the board. So then, let me gomar ligmar lekulam notamad. You can learn every last detail. What are this slow analysis? Kinecha could be zikinei, and then it's a shoftecha. I mean, then just learn it out from there completely. So why would I need the whole idea of zikinecha v'shoftecha lamali? Okay. I take it back. Right. I'll tell you where we know that the shoftecha. I agree. Rabbi Yehuda can say, I agree with you. I need the shoftecha indeed to tell me miyuchadim shebishoftecha, members of Sanhedrin. So you say, okay, so then you can't count it. You can only have two, zikinecha, which zikinecha shoftecha. Wrong. Because the vav is adding something. The vav says, plus. What do you mean plus? If it's just an identification, don't plus it. Just say zikinecha shoftecha, right? Which zikinecha shoftecha? Two, zikinecha two, shoftecha miyuchadim.
Would that work grammatically?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, so therefore the vav of the v'shoftecha says plus the additional ones. That's the point. So that is coming. L'minyana was Rebbe Shimon, as we've seen many, many times. He is in Dorish Vav in that sense. And Vav, lo mashmo, has an extra drush, or is lo Dorish, actually, I should say, here. It's the Gemara. Why don't we, if we're adding, I mean, you're saying Zikinecha's two, Shoftecha's two. I mean, does that mean every place it mentions plural here, we're referring to another two? I mean, the parsha is full of plurals. You could say, and those Zikinecha, Shoftecha, and the ones who are Yatzu, and Modadu, adds another four. So Yatzu, Shnaim, Modadu, Shnaim, so Reb Yehuda, you've got five. Five plus four is nine, according to Reb Shimon, you got Shiva. No. Those are just pronouns that are coming to define the antecedents, because that's me boy lekidatanya v'yatzu. Isn't coming to add? It's coming to tell me a halacha that when I said zikinecha shoftecha, I mean them. I don't mean that they should take responsibility and send some gopher, you know. So they may have an understudy, whatever. They can't send an understudy. It's hein v'lo shluchayim. It's a din in their own body being there. And Umadadu comes to tell me, tremendous Kaddish. Umadadu comes to tell me that there is a specific mitzvah in the Medida. So there's, imagine a case in which you find someone murdered directly outside of the tchum of a city. And there's no other city around for miles. So, okay, fine, we don't need to measure that. I mean, it's quite obvious. It's Nimtza Ba'alil, the year. I mean, it's Ba'alil that this person was murdered by someone local. Nonetheless, Umadadu, there's a mitzvah la'asok b'medida. The very asik in the medida, it's not for the information. It's for the sense of responsibility. And therefore, you need to sit there and watch people looking, the diuk, who is exactly responsible for that? It's a tremendous impact. That itself is a mitzvah. Now, our Mishnah, which talks about the difference, maybe it's two, maybe it's three, maybe it's five, that is clearly not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov has a totally different approach. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Dori Zikenecha Choftecha in a very different way. He says Zikenecha is Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has Sanhedrin, not members of Sanhedrin. Choftecha refers to the two people identified with the concept of Mishpat, which is the Melech has to come out and the Kohen Gadol has to come out. The Melech Tichtiv, Melech Bamishpat Ya'amid Aretz. So we see that the concept of Malchut is directly Nogea Shofet, the ultimate Shofet, so to speak, in the Am on this world. The Kohen Gadol Tichtiv Ubat El HaKohanim HaLeviim Ve'El HaShofet, meaning the El HaShofet of the Kohanim HaLeviim. Who is the one in charge of the Kohanim HaLeviim? The Kohen Gadol. So according to him, Lechora, you require the Melech, and he uses these psukim for other things. So it's not going like him, right? It doesn't say anything about the Melech and the Kohen Gadol in our Mishnah. Now, it may be that the truth is that at least Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov could agree that when it comes to Sanhedrin, maybe it doesn't mean the whole Sanhedrin. Maybe it means Sanhedrin the way either Rabbi Yehuda learned it, Rabbi Shimon learned it. I mean, we don't know. Maybe he does have Gezeirah Shavah. that says it's only two. I'm not sure. So is he only arguing on our Mishnah with the obvious argument that the Mishnah says nothing about any Kohen Gadol or about a Melech? So is that the Machlokas Melech Kohen Gadol Lutligi? But he may agree that when it says Sanhedrin, it doesn't mean all of Sanhedrin necessarily. Maybe it would be good enough to have a Bezdin of three or a Bezdin of five. Ikra B'Yudah, Ikra B'Shemitzvilot. Or maybe it means exactly like he seems to be saying, that Zekenecha is Sanhedrin, Qua Sanhedrin. 70. And all 70. Doma B'Sanhedrin, B'Nami, Pligadi, Kakula Sanhedrin. On Rav Yosef Toshmar, Rav Yosef comes up with a brilliant raya. I can show you what he writes. Because look at this halakha of Zaken Mamre. Matzan Zaken Mamre Abe Pagi. Now what the din over here is that he has to be Davka Zaken Mamre, arguing on the psak of the Sanhedrin Hagdala. Less than that is not called a Zaken Mamre. Suppose he meets them somewhere within the Chomot of Yerushalayim. So Beit Pagi was the furthermost area in Yerushalayim that is within the Chomot of Yerushalayim. That's why we call Beit Pagi. That was the further, the most extended part of Yerushalayim in Sanhedria was Beit Pagi, because after that was already the Gvul at that time. That was Jordan. And it was Beit Pagi, I'll shame this concept. So you find the Zaken Mamre, meaning the Sanhedrin is out there in Beit Pagi, and Yimraliyam. So he's Moreid Kenegeter Psak right there. Yochote Amra, Tamra, you might think that is sufficient because they're present. Talmud Lomar Vekamta Valita Elamakom. Oh, no. The din of Zaken Mamre is only in the Lishkas HaGozis proper. Melameid Shahamakom Gori. Now, let's think about this, as Rabbi Yosef. What is it talking about? How many members of Sanhedrin did he meet at Beit Pagi? What? A few members of Sanhedrin? What? Nafuk Biktotan? What? 23 members? Whatever. How do you know that the people that are back in the Lishkat HaGozis don't agree with the Zaken? What are you saying? He's Mamre Aleim. Not Mamre Aleim. He's telling him, what's the matter with you guys? You're totally off the wall. It's completely wrong. Don't listen to what they're saying. So we're saying that he's Dafka being Mamre. You think they got the rest of Sanhedrin back in the Lishkas HaGozis? Give them a phone call and find out what they hold. That's not called Hamrada. So that cannot be. Because the amount of Dika Gavoy Kavate Svirlo. How do you know that the people back in the Lishka wouldn't agree with him? Elapshita, it's got to be talking about the Nafak Kulu, that the Sanhedrin was there as a whole. Now, I ask you, what in the world was Sanhedrin doing in Beit Pagi? Lamai. Did they go out because somebody was making a Shalom Zohar? Somebody had a bris that morning. So that via Rishus they went out. It's usur to ever have the Lishkas HaGozis without the functional Sanhedrin in it. It's a pasuk. Mimatz in nothing. They have Rishus to leave. Ve'aktiv sharerecha gan asahar al yechesar hamazeg. So your umbilicus, your center, which we'll see is Nageva also over here, because the question is where you count from. If his nose is closer to one city and his belly button is closer to another city. So the Shorarech is the Sanhedrin, is considered to be the center of the life of Yisrael. So that's your belly button, so to speak, out of which the rest is created. So that's Al Yechsar HaMazek. There's got to be enough to mix. Mazig is mix. That means that you need to have a minimum of a shear of Sanhedrin. You can still get a psak out of. That means that if somebody needs to leave, let's say for some reason, he's got to look around first and see whether he's leaving 23 Dayanim behind. If not, he can't leave. It's like the minion with a shucha, you walk out, right? So So what were they doing there? Elapshita, the only explanation is that they had a chiev, an absolute chiev to be there, which was docha, the presence of Sanhedrin. Okay, what is that chiev? It's pshita l'dvar mitzvah, right? Well, come up with a mitzvah, I'll tell you. Limiti datek larufa. Now, who's the man who says the whole Sanhedrin has to go out? It's not Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Ha ha, bingo. It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. That answers your question. So, the kinecha and the Sanhedrin must mean the entire Sanhedrin. Are you taking, are you taking Barnea's part over here?
Not after
Brassa. Kohanim stick together.
I'm saying a helicopter. Omar Abaya. What's wrong with a helicopter?
They have to go anywhere in the whole country with a special case.
Yeah. Says Abaya, but there's another mitzvah that requires Sanhedrin, and that is the Hosafa ala Irva ala Zarot. I say it's not a coincidence that it's talking about Beit Pagi. You could stop because Barnea came. I say the reason that it says Beit Pagi is because they are coming to increase the size of Yerushalayim. In order to be Mosif on the Kedushat Yerushalayim, you need a Bezin Shaleh Shivim Ve'echad, and the Shtei Todot, and the whole procession that we have in Nehemiah that goes around the city. That's where he met them. Exactly. So who's to say that it's for Dafka, for the Egel Arufa? Good point. But the truth is, Tanya Gavati to Rabbi Yosef. In fact, the Brayta says Beferish like Rabbi Yosef. But it agrees with Abaya, but it supports Rabbi Yosef. Matzana Beit Pagi, Vimralayim, Kegon, Sheyatzulim Didat Egla, Olosif Ali Yerval Azorot. So clearly it's going like Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov. Yochol Tehe Amra To Amra Ah. Talmud Lomar Vekamta Vialita Valamicha Makom Goreim. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah was that if the murder victim was found Tamun Begal, he's covered over with stones, or he's hanging in a tree, and in that case you don't bring the Egla roof. Leima Matitin Rebuti Velo Rabbanan. This seems to be Nogea Machloket, the Tanya. When it comes to Shikha, it says over there, V'shachachta Omer Basadeh. So Rabbi Yehuda says that means it has to be Basadeh. And Basadeh means it's got to be open right there on the field, and I see it. And therefore, it means Pratla Tamun. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which would be the case over here, Pratla Tamun. V'chachamim Omrim, on the contrary, it doesn't say Al-Sadeh, it says Basadeh. Basadeh means inside the field. Inside the field means it's covered with dirt even. L'rabotet ha-tamun. So apparently, our Mishnah is going only like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. Because our Mishnah says that if it's tamun, then it's not going to be Mechayev you in Egla Rufa. The same way it wouldn't be Mechayev you, wouldn't be considered to be Shikha.
It's buried?
Yeah, covered. It doesn't. Yeah, it's covered, not open.
And it's not the same. It's not the same issue as something that was found, and so we'd assume that somebody put it there specifically.
No, that's not the problem.
No,
that's
a different issue.
There, it's nogea tumata to home, but over here, it's nogea just finding it's exeris
hakosel. Well, I was thinking in terms of
the murderer would probably want to hide the body anyway, right?
Yeah. I was thinking in terms of found object.
Amen. Maybe he's coming back to pick up the body to make leather out of it. It's possible. Omar Rav, afilu teima rabbonin. It's not necessarily so, because as Rav has taught us, hakam inyana dekra and hatam inyana dekra. You cannot take the way someone understands a pasuk out of context. Context is the ultimate definition of what a word means, and therefore you have to first look. What would my assumption have been if it wouldn't have used that bait in the Basadeh? And then you determine what the bait is coming to change in your assumption. So when we talk about Ki Matzei Chalal, okay, Matzei Chalal would have meant to me whatever, wherever you find him. If you wouldn't have said anything else, you wherever you find him, okay? Seichan de Mishtakeach. Therefore, it's coming to say Ba Adamah. Think to yourself, what? So over there, it means Prat L'Tamun. And that was on the face of the planet, on the ground. But over there, by Shikha, it also is defined by context. Since it says, Ki Tiktzor Kitzirecha, the idea of Ki Tiktzor Kitzirecha, specifically in terms of Bisadecha, V'Shachachta Omer, okay? So then putting the Shikha V'Shachachta together with the Kitzircha, I would have said, oh, so it's talking about, I mean, what is in front of your eyes, right? A Katzir is Begalui. Obviously, you see what you're cutting. So then the Shikha is you forgot something that was visible. So therefore, if it says Bas Sadeh, must be coming to teach me some big Kiddush. Do not make that assumption, but indeed, if it was Tamun, it's still considered to be Shikha. Wait a minute, that's a very good point. But if that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda should not have said what he said. Rabbi Yehuda said it means Prat L'Tamun. But what you're arguing is that contextually, he should dafka agree that in that case it means to add Tamun. What does he need a Pasuk to tell me Prat L'Tamun? From the very opening of the Pasuk that is Masmik Shikha to Katsir, like you said, Shikha Dumi to Katsir, is enough to tell me Prat L'Tamun? Einachinami, it really is. We're just sort of pretending. I know that's what we often do, as we've seen, to make it clear to you that there's a very specific point. Right? This is the Rambam does this all the time. Once I know what the halacha is, I can stick it in all over the place. Okay, but getting back to the makor, so then what in fact does Reb Yehuda do with the word of Bas Sadeh? He's got to be coming to teach me something. So lomeli, Bas Sadeh comes to me a brilliant halacha. Even if the shikha is a field. Meaning, you think shikha means that you've cut your grain, right? And now you forget to bring in some of it. How about if you forget to cut it in the first place? So that's bas sadeh. You forgot the field. It's not that you forgot the grain. Okay, that's coming to be marva shikhat kama, even when it's still growing. Yeah, and indeed, how did Rabbanu know that? Shikhat kama minalu, since they use the word tomi dafka, the opposite, in terms of the bait. Now that's a whole different idea, because what it's talking about over there is the smichus of the besadecha to the ktsira, and that ought to be sufficient raya. That's what opens the entire sugya. Why do I need v'shachachta omer basadeh? You already said besadecha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's going to teach me something else. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Lazar, what this means is prat l'shetzafu omarim l'toch sedei chavera. So suppose that what it really means is the wind came along and blew some of the Omarim, from your field, through the air, you see them flying away. Wingardium Levosia, right? Yes. So somebody had them fly into the next field, right? And it lands in another guy's field, okay? So in that case, Sadecha is the diuk. It has to be in your field, but if your Omarim are forgotten in somebody else's field, it's what? Well, they were magicked over there, you know. So if they were forgotten in somebody else's field, that's not called shikha.
While they were connected?
Well, no, now we're back to the Omer. No, for Rabbanan. Rabbanan, say, you can learn that out also. There's that extra chof. That's it says besadecha. And Rabbi Yehuda is not mashmat him that's a separate limud. Rabbi Yehuda said besadecha, besadecha lo mashmat. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, wanted to know this idea of floating Omarim. How about if the Omarim float into your own Sada? What would be the din? So the wind lifts it up, right? And it lands, let's say, in a tree. Okay, so now it's not back down again. So is that included in Basadeh? Is the Avir of a Sadeh Basadeh? Is that Kisadeh Dami? Or Lav Kisadeh Dami? Or maybe indeed, if it doesn't land back down on the ground, so then these things are not shaykh to shikha. Amr l'Rufkana l'Rufpapi. But Amr l'Rufkana l'Rufzvid, well, isn't this implied directly from what Rav Amr Rav Elazar said? He said, Prat l'shetzof omrim l'stich l'toch stich aviro. But why did he say into another guy's field? Because the whole dig was from the chaf. It can't land in another guy's field and still be considered your shikha. Okay, but that means the tok sadeyu, that doesn't apply. There's no din of the fact that it's in the air, that's not what's important. It's the fact that it's in the wrong field. That's what's important. So it's dafka le tok chavero, but the tok sadeyu lo. Excuse me, what are you talking about? Let me ask you something. You think that the issue is the fact that it's floating? Is that the issue? That it's floating in the other guy's field? But had it landed in the other guy's field, that anything on me, it would be my shikha. Is that what you're trying to say? I mean, the whole point was besadecha. It's still not going to be besadecha. The only reason we talked about floating is because how else did it get there? Unless he had already picked it up. But if he already picked it up, then he was zoka to it. So then, of course, it's not shikha. It's already the balabayis. So we talk about a case that it floated over. It's not going to be medayik, but if it floated in your own field, the floating wasn't the deer. It was whose field it's in that was the deer, for heaven's sake. So what are we talking about here at all? You don't have the basic idea of besadecha. Ela letok stechaver was obviously talking about a filu menachim. Why do we talk about floating shikha? Because that's the only way we can figure out the case, right? So the lama, why did we say tzafu? The lama shkachat a little bit tzafu. That's the only case we could figure, that he wasn't zoken it yet. So now can we get serious and try to bring a raya, whether avir sada is kesada or not? Tashma. Omer shechzik polo lechol le'ir. And you put this Omer on top of another guy, okay? Or his friend's material. He forgot it. So now you've got this guy's shikha on the bottom, the other guy's shikha on top. So what's the halacha over there? The halacha over there is that... What? Where? V'nicho agape chevero v'shachacho. Okay. Where I said all this. So now, what's the name over there? Hatachton shikha, helyoneno shikha. So the bottom one, which was covered by your grain, so that is considered to be shikha. But the elyon is not shikha. So apparently, what does that mean? Elyon is not shikha because it's not on the ground. It never landed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, I say, both of them aren't shikha. The one on the bottom is tamun, and if it's tamun, so then how is that shikha? The owner didn't see it. Okay, so therefore it's not included. The elyon is not shikha because it's still floating in the air because it never landed back on the field. It landed on the other guy's stuff. So elyon then shoots off. Now, you'll note that the whole machlokas over here between Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who was Eimer Mishum Rebbe Shimon, and the Tana Kama, is only Nogea the Tachton. But nobody, it didn't occur to anybody that the Elyon is considered to actually be Shikha. The Elyon Divrei HaKolo Avi Shikha. Why? Obviously, because everybody agrees that Saf is not Sadecha, is not Sada. It's still in the air. No, says the Gemara. That's not the point over here. The point over there is it didn't float there. It was put there. What in the world is wrong with you? There is kibet ha'achzik be zocha be. The guy is using a pitchfork and he's throwing the stuff over. It lands on the other person's grain. So he already picked it up. So he was already zocha in it. That's the problem. What do you mean, that's the problem? So then if that's the problem, it has nothing to do with where it landed. What's the difference where it landed? Why are we making up a case where it landed on another guy's stuff? It's irrelevant if it landed on the other guy's stuff. So if you're telling me if he was already zocha based on my Gabi Chavero, and if it would have landed on the ground, it would have been exactly the same halacha, because you already lifted it up. It would have been the same halacha. But then I wouldn't have been able to discuss what's the din of the tachton. If there wasn't the tachton, now could I? Would have been a little tough. So therefore, I need to tell me that there was also a tachton. Oh, that's a lovely explanation, except for the unfortunate fact that it says Beferish in the Braita, Mipnei Shu Tzaf. What does Mipnei Shu Tzaf have to do with anything? I thought you said it's Mipnei Shu Zachaba. Avam Mipnei Shu Tzaf Ka Omar. It doesn't really mean that it's Tzaf. It means that for all intents and purposes, it's as if it was Tzaf. It doesn't mean that it's because it's not on the ground. Now, Abaya was really feeling his oats one morning, having eaten Wheaties, which is actually not made of oats. And he's feeling his oats, and he's ready to take on all comers. Now, the only case where we find someone ready to take on all comers is Ben Azza. He loved the challenge, okay? Let's go. Let's go. Anybody? Ready to go for a round? If you can go the distance, you're the champion. I'll answer any question you could possibly ask. Go ahead. So one day, Abaya gets up, he says, I'm feeling like Ben Azai B'Shuk Itveria. Let's go. Already Ben Azai B'Shuk Itveria. Okay, so somebody takes him on. Omerle Ahumir Abana. Bobby.
Yeah, not likely.
Arya the Tiger. Omerle Ahumir.
We're talking about
Rocky.
Kavod HaTzibur a couple of days ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
This falls into that category.
I hear you. How about if it's just you and him?
Yeah,
okay. So, okay, I got one for you, Ben Azai, huh? Shnei chalalim ze agabe ze. Suppose you've got a finding of two murder victims. One body is on top of the other body. Now, I got a couple of issues over here. Where are you going to count from? Top guy, bottom guy. Huh? Now, here's the question, all right? Let's see what you can do with it. So, first of all, the issue is it's min b'mino. I mean, one body's covered by the other body. So, the question is that called tamun? Because we said tamun, you're not going to be chayv de glarufa. We can ignore the bottom body, okay? But except for the fact that min b'mino should not be a real tamun, because it's all body, right? So, min b'mino is my first question. Is it tamun? And if it is tamun, let's say it's tamun, right? So then, what would be the question of the top one? Maybe it's not saf. In other words, min b'mino provides a base, so you can't call it it's saf like it's in a tree. So it's on the ground. But it's still, the bottom body is still tamun, because the bottom line is, it's defined by whether you can see it or not. Well, I can't see it. So what's the difference if it's min b'mino? I only spot one body from above. In which case, the only body that is going to be defined over here as requiring medida is the upper body, or maybe just the opposite. Maybe min b'mino does not change the fact that, okay, but it's not lying on the adama, now is it? I mean, you're not going to call it an extension of his own body to say that his body's on the ground. It isn't on the ground. In which case, it's considered to be tzaf, but since I see a body and it's irrelevant to me which body, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe min b'mino is not tamun. And in that case, I would count only from the bottom body and not from the top body. Or I've got another alternative, Mr. Ben Azai. You didn't know you were going to tangle with this morning now, did you? Oh, Dioma, min b'mino is tamun, and min b'mino is considered to be tzaf, and therefore you wouldn't count from either. So here would be a counterintuitive case of two bodies that you find, and therefore no body. So what's the din? Do we say that it would be lo mitachto moded v'lo mi elyo moded? You wouldn't do either. Piece of cake, says Abaye. Piece of cake. Then he do it. It's a Mishnah. What's wrong with you? This, you think this is a challenge? Omer sheichazikbo lo licho le'ir v'inicho agabe chaviro. Okay, so you pick up an omer and you want to take it into town. You set it down for a moment on top of somebody else's omer. Now, then you forget it. Both of you forget, and it's lying there after the truck has already left the barn. So what's the deal? Hatachton shikha, ve'elyon eno shikha. So over there we consider the tachton, since it was covered by somebody else's, to nonetheless, as we saw before, since it's a min b'mino, despite the fact it was covered by somebody else's, it's not considered to be a reason to potter from shikha, and it's still shikha. The elyon never landed on the ground, and it's not shikha. I'm assuming that's the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudomer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Actually, neither of them are shikha. The bottom one I hold tamun, remember, is not shikha, and the elyon is because it's not on the ground. Now, I'm assuming, okay, this is what I'm taking for granted, is that both of these Tanaim hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what I thought. So both hold of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Bas Sadeh, means Prat L'Tamun, right? And therefore the question over here is whether Min B'Mino is considered to be Tamun or not. And if that's the case, both hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Bas Sadeh, Prat L'Tamun, then what's the argument? So my lab book, Amiflage. Mar Zavar Min B'Mino is considered to be Tamun. Umar Zavar Lo Avi Tamun. No, says the gentleman who is challenging the Ben Azai challenger. Lo, Ikra Biyuda Svirlof. Maybe if they both agreed with Rabbi Yehuda, everybody would have said Kuli Amamim Mino Havitamun. How do you know that the machlokas in this Mishnah is not precisely the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan Kamiflege? The Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan. They say Tamun. Tamun is not a Ptur by Shikha because they darshan it Basadeh. And therefore, what's the difference if it's covered? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. And he's the one who holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No, so then Yochi my Iri Agabi Chavero. Why would we have to say that it landed on somebody else's? You could have said a simple case. It was covered with dirt. It was covered with tzorot. I mean, why would we make such a case? I feel about Faro Betzor Nami. Well, honestly, Enochi Nami. It would have been exactly the same machlokas. You say, so why say such a crazy case? Because I want to bring out the fact that even over here, where you think, look, that's not called Tamun. Because the owner who should remember that he left something over there and he didn't come back to get it, you'll say, well, it's not visible. It's not visible. I see a pile of grain. It happens to be that the grains that I'm looking at are not my own. What do you think? That I've got the x-ray vision over here to know whose it is? It's Min Bimino. So I would think over there, Rabbi Yehuda's might have Min Bimino is not considered to be Tamun. So it's coming though, Diakako Koda Rabbi Yehuda, that even Min Bimino is considered to be Tamun. That's why I stipulated a case where it lands on somebody else's grain. But obviously it wouldn't have mattered in terms of the actual halak of Tamun, whether it was dirt. It's just obviously that if it's dirt, I already know that.
So he lost.
And so far, we don't know the end of the story. He may have taken out a gun and shot him. Tana Rabba. Halal usually means hollowed out. That is to say, he had his throat cut. Golo chanuk, but not dead by strangulation. Halal also means he's dead. And not that he's dying, not that he's still mefarfer. Ba'adama v'lo tamun bagal. No fail v'lo talui b'ilan. As we saw these latter diukim in the Mishnah. Ba'sadeh v'lo tzaf al pnei hamayim. Rabbi Elazar omer, I say, the only thing that's important is he a halal or not? But the question of whether he's ba'sadeh, ba'adama, b'ilan, is irrelevant. So b'kulan imaya cholal or pin. Tanya. Now the Brisa says, but Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda turns to Rabbi Elazar and says, he said that the Tanoim turned to Rabbi Elazar and said, Amrullah Rabbi Elazar, look, you just are Maida, correct? You say it has to be a halal. So that if he's Chanuk and you find a body that's been stuffed into the trunk of a car, you know, and he's strangled. Okay, so what's the din over there? It's Mutal Bashba. You agree, She'ein Orfin. Why? Because you're being medayik, the word in the pasuk that says halal, and you're saying halal means what it says. Halal v'lo chanuk. Then why not be consistent? Why not say ba'adama means what it says? Ba'adama v'lo tamun. No fail v'lo tuli bilan. Ba'sadeh v'lo tzaf al gabi mayim. Because, says Rabbi Elazar, it's not that I'm a literalist. That's not the point. The point is that it mentions every single time that it refers to the victim, it calls him a halal. Now, you think that's a coincidence. I'm darshaning the extra halals that are insisting that this person be murdered by having been attacked with a knife, not chanuk. That's the point. And it's not just that the word, because it says a word, ba'damas, it can't be tamu begal. Nonsense. Nimtza somuch lisfar ulayir shurubah of deko chavim. Why is this? Look, it says ki yimatzei chalal. Ki yimatzei chalal means it's a surprise. The guy went shopping in Ramallah. Is that a surprise? Prat lamatsui. I mean, obviously he's going to get attacked with a knife. Or, continues the Mishnah, or if it was found next
to...
Oh, leir she'ein ba beit din. Why is that? Because it says in the pasuk ziknei ha'ir, if there are no ziknei ha'ir, because there's no Beit Din in the ear, so then obviously that city isn't there in terms of the din of Egla Rufa. Well, so then what's the meaning of the next words? Ein modedin ela le'ir sheyesh ba Beit Din. That's what you just said. You said if it's found next to a city that has no Beit Din, so then they wouldn't bring in Egla Rufa. So you're repeating yourself. So I'm pshita. Given the tana le'ir shein ba'beit din, I already know. Ani adana. De'ein modedin ela le'ir shein ba'beit din. So why are you telling him to me again? What am I telling you to? There's two completely different halachas over here. The first halacha where it's found next to the Gvul or it's found next to Ramallah, that's one halacha where you don't bring an Egel Aruf at all because it's not Ki Yimatzeh. This halacha, which is if it's found next to a city, Shein Bo Beit Din, you do bring an Egel Aruf. That's the Pella. It's just that you ignore the existence of this city and you go to the next nearest city with the Beit Din. Now, you would have thought, well, if I can't utilize the proximity to this city because of some technicality that there's no Beit Din, I mean, it's ridiculous for me to search for another city just because of the Beit Din there. I mean, obviously, the Medina is meant to be the closest place of population that would be murderous, right?
Because they're likely at fault.
Who? Closest. Yeah, because they're like most likely at fault. Kamash malanach rendus chiddush. That you skip that city, because the concept over here is the responsibility of the Beit Din that we see throughout. It's not the murderer, qua murderer. Yeah, that's right. So it's the meaning of the power of a mokum that is responsible for its area. Talmud lomar velakuzik ne'ir hayi, wherever that city is, I mean, even if it's not the closest. Nonetheless, that city, Zikenim, being the closest of Zikenim, they're the ones that have to take it, which is a tremendous chiddush and a very beautiful chiddush. It changes the whole concept of Egla Rufa. Although, of course, you see it consistently in all of the halachas. Yadenu lo shafchu, and v'chiya le'al datcha shebeit din shafchei domeh, as we saw earlier, and the whole concept of the responsibility of Beis Din and how the responsibility of Beit Din is ultimately a function of the Beis Din HaKadosh of Yerushalayim, and that it becomes a part of the entirety of the nature of society. It's amazing, amazing sugya.
The new place have a Beit Din is too small a population.
Yeah, we saw that you need a minimal sized population. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot. How about if it's stop?
Well,
no, stop. Well, I was afraid if I was going to say, you should say something, then people would say something and say, wait, we can't keep going, it's too late. But now you've done it.
No,
we need Hanukkah geld. We need Hanukkah geld, and then we have the introduction.
Hanukkah geld.
Nimtzam ben shtei ayarot. Suppose you find the body smack bang between two cities, okay? What do you do?
Are we going on?
That was good. You know, sometimes he shows his true colors. Every once in a while. You know, he waits his moment. We did it. Yeah, that's the point.
Is anybody paying attention to what's going on? Oh my gosh.
And Richie's not even here. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot. Suppose you find him directly between two cities. Shehen meviot shtei agalot. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And we'll see what this is nogea in the Gemara, because it's a fascinating question, of course. What does that mean, Nimtza Mechuvan? I mean, best efforts, Mechuvan? I mean, do we believe that you're... What are we measuring it down to, an angstrom? I mean, what exactly does Mechuvan mean? Okay, so that we need to talk about. Furthermore, if one of these cities is Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, maybe Agla Rufa. How about if you find the body in two separate places, head in location A, and the rest of him in location B? This was a Daesh murder. This was not just a regular murder, you know. Says Rabbi Eliezer, well, you bring the head next to the body, you attach it, so to speak, and you measure the way you would normally measure, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva.
The first thing.
Yeah. Just
the right head.
Seinfeld lives.
It's weird.
Do you bring an Egla Rufa on Frankenstein? That's the question. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, I say, bring the body to the head. Now, where would you count from? Me'ayin hayu modedin? Rabbi Yazom, Rami Tiboro. You count from the umbilicus. Whereas The Rabbi Akiva says, no, you count from his nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, you count from the halal. That's where his throat cut, so from his neck. Now, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says you bring two separate agalot, obviously, it's because he holds efshel tzamtzem. So, according to him, what we call medida is acceptable as medida mitzumtzemet. Normally, you could have said that what the Torah really means is where it's evident that this one, you know, it's 2 inches further. 2 inches, we say, okay, you're not going to make a mistake at 2 inches if you're a professional. But how about if it's 1 millimeter further? You know, so then you always have to think, well, maybe it's always one angstrom further. I mean, you know, the limitations of our instruments and measuring devices. I mean, you really believe that it's precisely the same? And it's impossible. So you cannot be mitzamtzem in such a way as to say, both cities are chayiv. Obviously, it's a suffix. You know, I don't know which one it is. I can't measure properly. And therefore, let's bring one egg la rufa and we'll make it tonight. This bezdin will say, if this is ours, the medida is closer to us, then it should be our egg la rufa. And they go through all of the discussion. And the other bezdin says, and if it's us, they go through it to both, but they didn't bring one. So obviously he holds that's not the case, that when you do a medida, that is considered to be tzimtzum. And therefore, when the Torah says, likrova, doesn't mean it has to be a single city krova. It could be a few krovot. Ve'en Yerushua, he may be a eglar ufad, yomakra, lirishta. Specifically, ki yimatzei chalal ba'adama, asher Hashem lokecha noten lecha lirishta. What does it say, lirishta? Because it's coming to be Mamayat Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was not Nitchal Kaleshvatim. It remains the property of all Yisrael, and there's no particular Nachala in it. So what are they arguing about? About whether you bring a head to the body or a body to the head? I mean, you could say they're arguing about where are your brains, but... So the question is bedafka the issue of where you're going to be modate from. In other words, according to the Man Yomar, it says you bring the Rosh Etzal Guf. That's because the Guf is where you're going to be measuring from, because you're supposed to measure from the Tabur. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds it's from the Af. Okay, so you have to bring the body to the head, right? But that can't be. Because since the Sefer has that machlokas, so if that would be a direct implication of that machlokas, what's the point of introducing it with the question whether you bring the head to the body or the body to the head? I'm going to be seeing immediately the machlokas about where you're moded from. I'm going to tell you, Sefer, may I know you moded deep. So obviously, up until now, that's not what we're talking about. But rather, we're thinking about, okay, what is the mokum of the mate? Is the mokum the mate defined by the head? Not where we're moded the mate from, correct? So, what is the machlokas? So, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, I'll tell you. The question over here is, this is a separate issue. Where is the medida done from in terms of the mokum that you found the body? So, we could say that the din of Meit Mitzvah Koneh Mekomo is dafka, a special halacha that we have, which is Nogea Kvura. So, the Gabi Kvura is Koneh. The mikomo, correct? Okay, so eichem nimtzu rosho b'makom echad v'gufo b'mom acher. So then, molichin harosh etzel haguf, b'kover it there, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva omer haguf etzel harosh, and what would be defining that, b'mayka miflage? Mar savar, gufei beduchte nafil reshe. And reshe, the nadi v'naf. I mean, you know, heads roll, that's what I said. Heads are going to roll. So if heads are going to roll, obviously that's not where the guy died. He's not kone mekomo. The body fell where it fell. They don't say heads are going to roll for no reason. And mar savar, reisha, heichad nafil nafil. No, heads can't move after they've been removed. They don't have feet. But bodies can move after their heads have been removed. So it's the gufa that was roid va'azil. Tafka.
Chicken.
Yeah.
People really do that.
Yeah, that's my far pair. Me I and how you modedin, but my kamiflage. So Mars Avrika Hyutabiyape, one man the armor. This is no game, by the way, very very contemporary issues about the question of the what's considered to be indications of life. Like, Abe is some, you know, assuming death for organ transplantation and so on, right? So, Mar Sava, Iker Chiyute Be'ape. The idea over here is the Af, Be'apav, Nishmat Chayim. So, okay, so if he's not breathing, so that would define him as being dead. Mar Sava, Iker Chiyute Be'tibure. Whereas the other Mandi Amar holds, it's internal organs that are considered to be the halal. And that's where you would be counting from. Maybe this is Nogea, the other question of how exactly do we see fetal development? What comes first? So, Meichan Avad Notzar, Meirosho. The Tanna Kama says Meirosho because it says, V'cheno Omer, Mime'ei Imi Atagozi. And it says, Gezin Ezirech Vashlichi. So that means from the head, you are spread out the rest of my body. Abashol Omer, no, on the contrary. The point in the connection to the placenta is where the Iker life is going to be coming from, because obviously that's where you are providing blood, nourishment, and so on. So therefore, it's bitiburo, and then it grows from that point on. Bishaleach shorsho, elach ve'elach. Says the Gemara, no, it has nothing to do with that. Machlokas, it could be afilu tema abashol. Atkad lo kamar shol. Abashol was not talking about where the Iker life is. He's talking about where fetal formation is. That's linyan yetzira. That's talking about the chi mityatzer vlad, mimitziyata mityatzer. But in terms of the chius of a functional organism that's functioning on its own, it's a completely different question. Maybe everybody agrees l'gabi that, that it's kliyama ba'alpiyu in terms of this, because it says kolashen nishmat ruachim be'apav. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that's my time. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, el tzavarei chalalei arishayim. So that means that the Torah views the neck as being the simon of your victory, that you are the ones who were shaylate in getting rid of these enemies. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Chamisha, Tanu Rabbanu V'yatzu Zekinecha V'shoftecha Zekinecha Shnayim, Shoftecha Shnayim, Mein Beitin Shakur, Mosifin Aleim Od Echad, Arekan Chamisha, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Amri Zekinecha Shnayim, Mein Beitin Shakur, Mosifin Aleim Od Echad, Arekan Shlosha, Rabbi Shimon Nami, Akdi V'shoftecha, what happened to that? Ahumi Boili, Limi Yuchadim, Shebishoftecha, Sanhedrin Agdola. Rabbi Yehuda, Mizikne Zekinecha, Davka, Navka. Rabbi Shimon, that's not enough. I katav rachman ezikne avamina fida zikne ashuk. Katav rachman ezikinecha. But even the katav rachman ezikinecha avamina sanedri, because if you feel sanedri ketana. Katav rachman aveshovtecha la miyuchadim shebeshovtecha. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is gomar zikne mizikne ha'eda by parallel dover. Ma'ala halan miyuchadim shebeida havkan miyuchadim shebeida. E gamar, that's the gamar. Why aren't we ligmarat kula? Ligmar kula milta miata. Zekinecha b'shoftecha. All of this lomeli. You're right. Ela vav b'shoftecha adds the b'shoftecha leminyana. Rabbi Shimon vav lo mashmali. Ela miata v'yatzu shnayim. Umadadu shnayim. So Rabbi Yehuda rekan tisha. Rabbi Shimon rekan sheva. No, no, no. Ayimi b'alei kiretanya. V'yatzu means daf kehen v'lo shluchehem. U'modadu means that modida is a separate mitzvah. I feel nimtze ba'alil le'ir. U'yum modadin, she'mitzvah la'asok b'medida. Matnitin delok Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. D'tani Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, zekeinecha ze sanhedrin, shoftecha ze melech v'kohen gadol. Melech dechtiv melech v'bimishpat yamid aretz. Kohen gadol dechtiv uvata l'kohenim levim ala shofet. Asher yiyeh bayamim ahim, iboyimu. The Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov is chaylik only, but melech v'kohenu depoyav. Sanhedrin might hold like Rebbe Yehuda, maybe like Rebbe Shimon Tzvirli. Or does he mean exactly what he says? Sanhedrin is the whole Sanhedrin. He's not me poly. Adikaku Sanhedrin. Om Rebbe Yosef Tashma, Mitzahan Zakin Mamri Abbe Pagi, Vimra Leyem Yochu Teyam Ra'ato Amra'a, Tamud Lamar V'kamta V'alita Lamakom, V'lamej Amakom Goreim. So now, here's my raya. I'm asking you. The Nufuk come. Ilem the Dafak Mitzatan. So that's not called the Zakim Mamre. Gamanak Dika Gavoy would agree Dafka with him, and the other ones would be wrong. Elo Pshita the Nafik Kulu. Ulaman, Ilad Varashut Mimotzim Afke Kulu, Vaptiv Sharecha Ganasar, Al Yechasar Hamazek. And in the Starech, Echad Miam Latzeit, only in Yeshem Esimu Shlosha, Keneged Sanhedrin Ketana Yotze, Miim La Veno Yotze, Ela Pshita, Lidvar Mitzvah. Now, which mitzvah could be Mechayev the whole Sanhedrin to go? Lamai, Lav, Lamididat Egla, which would mean it's going like Rebbe Zvin Yaakov. Omelay Abayelo, Diyom Alosif, Ava Yerval Azarot, Ketitzon, Ema Sifina Yerval Azarot, Ela Bebeit Din Shashivim Ve'echad. In reality, Tani Gavati Dereb Yosef Mitzahana Beit Pagi Vimraliyan Kegon Shiatzul Medidat Tegla Olo Sifalir Val Zarot Yochotei Amra Ato Amra Tamud Lomar Vekam Tovi Alita Melamed Shamakom Gorim Nimtza Tamun Bagala Tolui Beilan Leima Mat Nitin Reb Yudah Velo Rabbona Titanya Vishachachta Omer Basade Prapta Tamun Divi Reb Yudah. And the Chachamim Omrim Basa da Dafka means the opposite. It's the Rabbota Tatamun. Omerav, no, here it could be a Afilu Rabbonim because the context is totally different. Talcha Minyana Dekra, Ata Minyana Dekra. Over here it says, Ki Matse Chalal. So I would think, Eichon the Mishtaker, what do you need Badama Tatamun? Don't think what you would have thought. So it's Dafka Badama Prakta Tatamun. And over there by Shikra, it's Minyana Dekra because it says, Ki Tikzor Kitzirecha. So then I would have said, Shikra Dumya de Katsir, just like Katsir's Begalui, Av Shikra Begalui. Therefore, the Torah adds, Basadeh, Lerabot et Atamun. So what about the Rebbe Yudah Ma'anami? Typically, Mishikra Dumya de Katsir is enough? No? It is really enough inami. So then, what's the reality? What's the Basadeh? Therefore, Miboile Lerabot, Shikrat Kama, which is equivalent to forgetting a piece of the Sadeh. Rabbana, Shikrat Kama Minalu, Nafkulu Michi Tikzor Kitzircha Besadecha. Rabbi Yudah, that's coming to tell me a big Kiddush. Besadecha is what told me Rabbi Yabo Amr Belaza. Amr Yabo Amr Belaza. This pasuk teaches me Prat, where the wind picked up these Omarim and they floated over Tzofua Omarim Latoch Sadei Chaveiro. Rabban, and how I know that? I know that because it says Sadecha. Obviously, not somebody else's Sadecha. Rabbi Yehuda, Basadeh, Basadecha, Lo Mashmoy. Now, by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, suppose Safu Omarim Latoch Sadehu, Mahu. Do we say Avir Sadeh Kesadadami or Lav Kesadadami? Omel Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Omel Rav Kahana, Rav Zvid. I don't understand. We can be medaik that from Rabbi Abba Omer of Loz's own words. Yom HaPrat L'shet Safu Omerim L'toch Sadeh Chaveiro. So, the Chaveiro Dafka L'toch Sadeh Hu Lo L'taymer L'toch Sadeh Chaveiro Dafka Safu In Menachim Lo. What are you going to do with the fact that it comes from Sadecha V'leka Ela L'toch Sadeh Chaveiro Zafilu Menachim. The only reason we mentioned Safu is to teach me that anybody living in Tzvat is like he's floating through the air. So I had to come at Tzafu, the La Mashkacha, but El Abit Tzafu, because otherwise you're Kailu. Toshma. Omer Sheikh Zik Bolo Licholi Ir, Minicho Agabecha Viro, Vishakhu, Hatakton Shikho, Yonina Shikho, is Ripshimen, you don't remember Shimon Ripshimen? Shneemina Shikha, Tatakton, Ipnishu Tamun, and then Yon, the Neshu Tzaf, the Alkan Mopligi. But everybody seems to be noted that Bel Yon, Divrei HaKol Lo Havishikra. Why? Because it's Tzav, I'm assuming, right? No, there it's talking about that it wasn't Tzav. It was over there, it was Achzikba. So given the Achzikba, Zachabe. So then if that's the case, what's the Kiddush? Amayar Agabe Chaveiro? And what if Yiva would have landed on the ground? In Achinami, the only reason it said Agabe Chaveiro is Mishum, that the Tachton, to teach me the Kiddush. Yeah, but that's not what it says. It says, Bivnei Shutzav Koma. Bivnei Shuhu Kitzav. Om Rabbi. Okay, that's it. Anybody? Takers? I already given Azeb Shuhu Kitzveri. Om Rabbi Rabbon Al Rabbi. Okay. Shnei Kalalim Zeh Agabe Zeh. Which probably started with a duel like this. They ended up killing each other. Me'echan Hu Moded. Do we say, Min Bimino Habe Tamun, but Min Bimino is not Tzav? And the old 4 million Moded. Oh, Dilma Min Bemino is Tzav, but Min Bemino is not Tamun. And therefore, Mitachton Noe. Or, you know what? maybe min bemino is tamun, and min bemino is saf, and neither of them are mechayev medidah. Lo mitak tamudin, velo melion modin. Omar leitenitu. I have a preferred shariah to that one. And that is from Omer Shechzik Paul Olichol Yemenichol Agabe Chevarov Shachol. Atakton Shikha, Velyone no Shikha. Rabbi Shimon Yudah Amir Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shnei Yemenich Shikha. Atakton Ripnei Shu Tamun, Velyone Ripnei Shu Tzaf. Now we were assuming the Haita Tana holds Vare like Rabbi Yudah, who holds Basadas Prata Tamun. In which case, the only reasonable machlokas is that Mar Savra Mimimino is still Tamun. Umar Savra Lo Abi Tamun. No, he said to him. Ike Reb Yudah could be, everybody would have agreed, Kuliyama Mim Bimino is Tamun. Hakab Pluk to the Reb Yudah for Rabbanon can be forget. Rabbanon, Kirabbanon, Reb Shem Ben Yudah, Kireb Yudah. So, Niyoki, my area Gabi Chaviro, I feel both of it's Ron Ami, Enochin Ami, but Lodiacha Kok Reb Yudah, that he's saying, even Mim Bimino is considered to be Tamun. Ton Rabbanon, Halal the Lokanu, Halal the Lomefarper. Ba adama velo tamun bagal, no fel velo tolui bi'ilan, ba sadeh velo tzav apnei amayim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, look, forget about everything else. There's only one solid diyek there. Imaya chalal or fim. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yezber, Rabbi Yudah, Om Rulo the Rabbi Eliezer. Look, yeah, tamodeh, shimaya chanuk, umutal bashpash, and or fim. Why? Because it says chalal, and chalal means lo chanuk, so... It also says ba adama velotamun begal. It also says no fill velotalui bilah. It also says ba tzadeh velotzafak peyamai. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not looking to be literal. All I'm saying is that why to repeat halal so many times? Nimsa semuch lisvaro liyishrubav dekochavim dichtiv ki imatzei halal prat lamatzuri where it's predictable. No, uli yershim ba beitin de beinazik neha ir veleka. It's not what you just said, Pshita. Given that Tana Lirshema Bebedin, Ana Yadana, then Badin Lirshema Bebedin. So, what are you telling me? A Kamash Ranked Tanya, Minayan Sheim Nimsa Samuch Leir, Shein Bebedin Shemini Hirata, Umadin Lirshema Bebedin, Tamuva Marvela Kuzik Nea Ir, and that is a Ir Hayi, wherever it is. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot shteiem meviot shtei agalot evrei b'liezer ben Yerushalayim mevi ayegla rufa nimtza rosho b'makom echad v'gufo b'makom acher molechin harosh etzel aguf evrei b'liezer Rabbi Akiva omer molechin aguf etzel harosh me'ayin ayum adedin Rabbi Eliezer ben mitiburo Rabbi Akiva omer michotemo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer mimakom shenaseh halal mitzavaron. So my time to Rabbi Eliezer, Kasavar, Efshalit, same, and Krova would mean Afilu Kirovot. The Ein Yerushalayim Eviyah Egla Rufa, the Amakra Lirishta, because of Yerushalayim, known as Kalka Lishvatim. Nimtzar Roshu B'makom Echad B'vgalak B'gufo B'makom Acher B'maika Miflagei. Ilei Melei Inyan Mididaka Miflagei. And it's a function of whether it's mitaburo or whether it's michotmo. I mean, it's a separate machlokas. But it's only sefer. Miayin are you modedin? Michlal the reish has nothing to do with where you're modedin from. Lo b'medida askin. Am Reb Yitzchak. The question over here is b'legabi the din of make mitzvah kanat mikomo kabifne. V'alki kama lekovro. Okay, so kana mikomo. So echad nimtzar roshav b'makom echad v'gufo b'makom acher molechin harosh etzel aguf l'gabi d'kvura divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva omer aguf l'gabi harosh. What's the machlokes? Mar savar gufei b'duchtei nafil reish is not even nafil. So we had heads rolling. And mar savar reish echad nafil nafil guf for the right v'yazil. Miayin ayu modedin b'maika miflagei. Mar savar ikach yuta ba'apei u'mar savar ikach yuta b'tiburei. So is this the same machlokas that we find by mi'echan havlad notzar mirosho v'chein u'omer mi'me'ei mi'ata gozi u'omer gzi nizirech v'ashlichi whereas abasho u'omer mi'tiburo and it's mishaleach shorashav elach v'elach afyotem abasho he's only talking about akan lokom abasho v'inin yitzira. Okay, b'shas yitzira that's mityatzer mi'mitziyetei mityatzer avol in chiyuta u'yama maybe or maida. That it's dependent on ba'api, just to call it a nishmat ruach hayim. Bi'apav, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, mimakom shenaseh halal mitzavaro. My time, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, כי לכתיב לתת אותך על צווארי חללי הרשעים.